This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Faithful is a sleeper song. Because it is not when Twisted Sister is around.
It's pretty good.
It is, right?
Yeah.
Doug Steffen, good day. Doug is out. I'm Jay Kirshner. We have Jen Horn with us. Happy Hanukkah. Happy holidays. Tis the season for all fun things. And a quick quote from Warren Buffett. Someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree long ago. That's actually not a timely quote. I should have done better because there are not many leaves on the trees right now.
But there's still some shade. And you know what? You can sit under the shade of a Christmas tree this time of year.
There you go.
Right?
Well, always looking
on the
bright
side. Always look for the upside.
Yes. Always looking on the bright side. Okay, so have you seen this video of the aquarium at a Radisson Hotel in Berlin?
Okay, I haven't, but I saw this in your notes for the show. And I think I passed a headline about it yesterday. So tell me what happened, because this is kind of it was not a great moment, right?
No. Oh, it exploded. Like, spoiler alert, it exploded. It was holding 1,500 tropical fish. It is typically 50. It's a 50-foot tall, 38-foot wide aquadome. It is an elevator. It's an elevator that goes on the inside. You're surrounded. It's this glass elevator.
Cool.
So you're surrounded by these fish. It's kind of this immersive experience as you are traveling to your room. They do not suspect any foul play. They think something just happened, went wrong with it. But essentially,
was someone in the elevator?
No. Nobody was in the elevator at the time.
Because I got to tell you.
Goodness.
You survived that one. I would be so, like the drowning scares are the worst for me. Like that feeling,
right?
Of having all that water. Oh, no.
Yes. Well, and I was even thinking just anybody in the lobby. Like if you were even just standing in the lobby and all of a sudden this happens, because there's over 100 species out of these 1,500 tropical fish, and they just glass shards flying everywhere, the water going everywhere, the fish all over the hotel, out into the streets, and it's cold. And here's the unfortunate thing. Obviously, not all the fish could be saved. You had some that were killed because of the explosion. You had some that were able to be scooped up and are being housed until they can find something else for them. But a lot of them who essentially survived this explosion and could have been saved that ended up out in the streets froze to death.
Yeah, it was too cold. Well, I mean, you can imagine. This is like a movie. This is like something that would happen in a James Bond movie, right? Where they would like blow up the elevator and all the fish would come rushing out.
Mm-hmm. Ugh, and then the hero takes one of the shards of glass and like uses that on the criminal.
That's right. And then Jimmy's a lock, and the world is saved.
And the world is saved. And Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
That's right. That's what they say.
Although, did you see this? I can't remember what roast it was, but it might have been the roast of Bruce Willis. But he came out and he was like, and I just have to say this, Die Hard is not a Christmas movie. Somebody needs to tell him, because he clearly doesn't know about his own film.
Yeah, he hasn't gotten the memo that now it's the modern-day Christmas movie. Actually, there's this little comedy troupe that performs in Los Angeles. They're called the Troubies, and they are so fantastic. And they take stories that you know, and then they mix them with music. So, I think it was a Bill Withers tale instead of a Winter's Tale. So this one they did was Die Hard. So the music of Heart to the movie Die Hard. And they said that it was a Christmas movie. That's why they did it this time around. So they just do funny, creative things. And so if they do it for Christmas, then I think that's the final say, that it's got to be a Christmas movie after all.
Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, essentially it was Christmas time. It was a Christmas party.
That's right. We're all
at Christmas party, and I feel like that's just all you need. All you need.
Just some lights and a few little eggnog cocktails and a Christmas movie you have.
Do you have a Christmas movie that you have to watch every year?
You know, it's funny because the go-tos for me are always Home Alone, Elf, and Christmas Vacation. Those are like my ultimate favorites. But because we talked about Christmas Keeps Coming, I haven't watched any of those in their entirety yet. I have watched about 1,000 Hallmark movies and Lifetime movies, so I've done that. But I tried on my mom and I, because my mom just is recovering from double hip replacement. So we watched on Saturday night, we watched the Jim Carrey version of The Christmas Carol, which I hadn't seen in a long time. And then we tried watching, because some of the fun ones, if you find some old movies like Christmas in Connecticut, we found last year, which was great. We tried to watch Holiday Affair this year. She loved it. I fell asleep. But it was because it's been a really long week. So I really need to re-watch it again. But she thought it was a great movie. So if you can find some of the older classic movies that people haven't, that aren't in rotation all that much, it's a lot of fun. We loved Christmas in Connecticut, Holiday Inn, White Christmas. Those are a lot of fun to check out. What's your favorite?
Well, like Love Actually, Elf.
Oh, I love
those.
Love
are
Actually.
All cute ones. Home Alone. I am one of those people that I like Home Alone 2, Lost in New York, better than the first one.
Yeah, Donald Trump would love hearing you say that, by the way.
I do tend to like some sequels better. Hallmark movies, anything with Lacey Chabert, is that it?
Chabert, yep.
And why am I blanking on her name? DJ Tanner.
Oh, yeah, Candace Cameron. She kicked up controversy this year, though. When she left Hallmark, she was talking about how they were going to have straight couples in her Christmas movies that she's producing. I can't remember the network, and people went crazy. I still like her, though. I think she's
It's like American Christmas Channel or something like that.
Yeah, no, it wasn't like
it has the word American in it.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a GA something or other. Great American. I don't know if it's Great American Country. The Country Network have done it? Maybe. I don't know. We'll have to look it up. But the weird one, Lacey Chabert is like the queen of Hallmark now that Candace Cameron's gone. And she did one this year called Haul Out the Holiday. And I watched the whole thing. But it was so bizarre. It was not my favorite. It was about this guy who was like intensely in charge of their homeowners association. And she went to stay at her parents' house. And it's like this Christmas eccentric neighborhood. It's just kind of strange. I don't know. Like, you kind of thought maybe he was going to be Santa, but then he wasn't Santa. It was just, it was a whole thing. But you know what? All in all, they're really cute. The movies are adorable.
They are. There's a Hillary Burton one where her name is Kris Kringle. Like Christina, and she goes by Chris or whatever, and she's the least Christmassy person ever, and that's kind of, you know, the storyline, and then she starts to find Christmas, and where she lives, her homeowners association demands that they decorate, and she never decorates, and she always gets yelled at for it, and just all of this stuff, and then she, you know, spoiler alert, has the holiday spirit. There is one with Will Ferrell and Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, I heard it's
the
really
Ebenezer
good.
Scrooge one. Yeah.
Spirited.
And it's told,
yeah,
Spirit, that's it. And it's told in the, it's told from the ghost's point of view.
Mm-hmm.
In this one, I haven't seen that one, but I do want to watch it.
I do too. My friends watched it and they loved it, actually. They said it was really cute. No. I watched the Lindsay Lohan one. That's what I watched on Friday night on Netflix.
Oh, that's right. I forgot she was back. How was that?
She looks really good. She looks healthy again. She's got her red hair back. I mean, her red hair is just phenomenal. She looks beautiful. She seemed like she was in good, healthy ways. And the movie was cute. I mean, it wasn't like much, but it was cute. It was a sweet movie, and I think she looks great. Hopefully this will be a good little launch pad for her to get back into a few things.
Oh, that's great. I love hearing that. I was always such a big fan of Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Me too. When she was growing up and like how cute. I mean, she was adorable. She was so mm-hmm. cute.
Well, I kind of feel like when things went a little haywire for her, she didn't exactly have the best support system. Do you ever feel like somebody is, you see somebody coming up and then all of a sudden they disappear and somebody else almost swoops in to take their place? Like,
yeah.
I feel like the career path that she was supposed to have, Emma Stone came in and was
like, oh, that's interesting.
Well,
I think
I'll
you're right.
It.
Yeah, I'll take
and
that Emma redhead
Stone
role.
Is fantastic. I think she is so talented. But I
well,
do wonder.
Well, she kept it together. And, mm-hmm. But, you know, Lindsay, again, these child stars, they get into positions where you wonder what their parents are all about. I mean, her parents made no secret about what they were doing. They were on all kinds of celebrity rehab and therapy shows mm-hmm. and all this
oh,
stuff.
Oh, her mom was proud of the fact that she would go clubbing with her daughter.
Yeah. I mean, what kind of start is that? That's not a great way to help raise your kids. So you do kind of feel mm-hmm. sorry for these people. They get lost.
Yeah, no support system. I know we saw Justin Bieber had a lot of issues.
Yeah.
I remember back in the day, Natalie Portman was asked by paparazzi of, you're such a good girl, and how do you stay away from all of the hot mess of young Hollywood, and you don't go to parties, blah, 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 blah. And she's like, yes, I do. I just don't, like, I have people at my house. I just don't go out. Like,
yeah, I don't take my camera with me.
Yeah, and she acknowledged. She was like, honestly, I'm doing everything everybody else is doing. I just know not to do it in public.
Yeah.
Like,
And but there's some people who live for it, and then that becomes their identity, that they're the party girl, and then they start to play that, and it's just, it never ends well. I mean, you remember those pictures of, like, wasn't it Britney and Paris Hilton and Lindsay all in one
back
car?
Back in the day, yeah. Well, and people would always be like, Paris Hilton's drunk, and she's dancing on tables, and she came out, and she was like, I'm dancing on tables because it gets me away from other people.
Right.
Like, it's always a rhyme and a reason to everything. Who was the 80s singer that did the mall tours? Debbie Gibson. Debbie Gibson, that's who I
loved her.
She even came out recently and was like, I'm so thankful that my parents let me follow my dreams and never used me for anything. They never pushed me. They never used me for money. And
she actually turned out. I mean, Debbie Gibson never really had the scandals that you heard about with some of the other girls. And she also, you know, was the creator of my first perfume as a teenager. It was called Electric Youth. It sat on my dresser. It was a hot pink bottle with like a pink corkscrew in the center, and it sat next to what would soon be Exclamation. That was my second fragrance. But that was the smell of my childhood for sure.
Oh my goodness. That is amazing. Yep. Do you ever have, I mean, I know I'm totally going off the rails off the topic, but you ever have the perfume that you used for so long, you stop using it, and then you go out somewhere and you smell it and you can immediately identify it?
Well, it's funny because, by popular opinion, Electric Youth was probably discontinued 30 years ago.
You don't have to worry about it.
Right. So I don't smell that one, but certain perfumes, yes, especially like body sprays and stuff from Victoria's Secret or the Body Shop, and I go, oh gosh, there's...
Oh, they just smell like alcohol now.
They do.
I do not recall them smelling straight up like alcohol and fragrance back when I used to wear them.
There's something that smells like a raspberry kamikaze that makes me want to vomit every time because it reminds me of way too many late nights in my 20s.
Well, that's what my mom used to ask when she was like, were you drinking? Because I had spray on that stuff. And I was like, from Victoria's Secret, the Bath and Body Spray. And it just,
you're like, no.
I was like, no, I'm not drinking. And now as an adult, I smell it. I'm like, oh, I get it. This straight up smells like alcohol.
Yeah, it really does. And especially, like, I don't know, for a long time, all those, like, really heavily vanilla scents were very popular. And I love the smell of vanilla. I think it's a really happy scent. Like, people love the smell of vanilla.
Mm-hmm.
But there was that brand from Jessica Simpson, I don't know if you remember it, which looked like whipped cream that you could actually spray on yourself. And you could, it was edible and left shimmer behind. Do you remember that?
I do not. And I'm
good girl.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Oh, my goodness. Well, join the conversation. Hit us up. Facebook, Instagram, Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air. It's Doug Steffens, Good Day Radio Show.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples is everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in store or online with 1-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Hi there. I'm your host, Dog, filling in for the human who's normally here and bringing you the smells and sounds of the holidays, courtesy of Beggin' Dog Treats.
We wish you a beggin' Christmas. We wish you a beggin' Christmas. So rest ye merry Doberman, let beggin' you acquire. Deck the halls with strips of beggin'.
Remember, for bacon-loving dog excitement this holiday,
it's beggin'!
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy.
I'm real proud of you, son.
Well, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This one. Chris, who is this?
I'm just going to come on with you. This is the Dropkick Murphys with The Seasons Upon Us.
Okay, that's why I'm getting serious. St. Patty's Day vibes.
Very Irish band from South Boston.
Fun one.
Yeah.
All right, well, it's 23 after the hour. I'm Jay Kirshner. It's Doug Steffens. Good day. Doug is out, but he will be back sooner than you know it. Questions are arising on who exactly took Prince Harry's virginity, and King Charles III's invite list for his coronation is going to be discussed. But first, a little something, because 'tis the season to support your immune system. Now, we have a registered dietitian nutritionist here to share the benefits of the original wellness drink. Andy Solomon has more.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. The holiday and winter weather means cold and flu season is upon us. With travel, family gatherings, and added holiday stress, our immune systems need some extra support this time of year. Registered dietitian nutritionist Frances Largeman Roth has tips on how to stay healthy.
Many people know that orange juice is an excellent source of immunity-supporting vitamin C. However, it packs an even bigger winter wellness punch. Orange juice includes other nutrients like folate, potassium, and thiamine, and in fortified juices, vitamin D and calcium.
Drinking 1 8-ounce glass of orange juice per day contains more than 100% of the daily recommended value of vitamin C.
One of the easiest ways to add essential nutrients into your diet is by incorporating Florida orange juice into your recipes. One of my favorites is a Florida orange juice mint mocktail that's sure to add some holiday cheer for the whole family. Another easy way to incorporate OJ into your diet is to add it to any smoothie recipe.
For more health tips and recipe ideas, go to floridajuice.com.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, Jerry! Oh, my word. Really, really terrible. Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
There's a lot of question about why do people speculate so much about the royals? What is the obsession with the royals? And to a degree, it's kind of like, oh, it's a real life fairy tale. But in the same sense, when it comes to the royal turmoil amongst the family, why do we care? Do we even care? Does the media, are they forcing us to care because we keep talking about it? You have Prince Harry, who has his book coming out, his memoir, Spare. And it's it's been addressed that he lost his virginity to a beautiful older woman in the countryside. And for some reason, speculation about that, who that woman is, has been Elizabeth Hurley. And that's kind of embarrassing whether or not it's true or false, but to have somebody being like throwing around these rumors that you did the dibbity-doo-da with somebody, isn't that kind of just such an invasion of privacy? Well, anyway, the Times published an article where Elizabeth addressed it, and she's like, no, it was not me. I'm not guilty. It wasn't me. But really, why were they ever even linked? Why did that ever become a thing that it was a question of whether or not she took his virginity? And again, I ask, maybe Doug is rubbing off on me, why do we care? Why does anyone care about this? Moving on to more royal news, King Charles III is going to have his coronation coming up, and it is said by insiders that he is set to invite Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. I would think that even with royal turmoil, like, that's still his son. Wouldn't you think that he would want to invite him, want to welcome him and his daughter-in-law? To be determined if they will come, but this is a big moment in history, and even the most tumultuous of families, wouldn't you want to say that, hey, let's still be there for each other? I don't know. Maybe that's just me. But again, I'm going to go back to, why do we care? But guess what? Doug's coming up. More on Good Day.
Here's some news for small to mid-sized business owners. A question. Did your business stay open during COVID? If that's the case, at COVIDpayment.com, there's great news. You see, the feds have set aside funds in the CARES Act to reward companies who stayed open during 2020 and 2021. These payments are not loans, and you don't have to pay them back. How do you get your hands on this money? If you had more than 5 employees on payroll between 2020 and 2021, your company could qualify for you to get $26,000 per employee. Go to COVIDpayment.com. That's right, up to $26,000 per employee. Answer a couple of questions, and then accounting and tax experts at COVIDpayment.com will do all the rest. Nobody knows more about this program than the folks at COVID Payment. If you have 5 or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDpayment.com.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A 6.4 magnitude earthquake and numerous aftershocks have struck in Northern California, knocking out power. The earthquake, which was reported at 2:34 a.m. Pacific on Tuesday, had a depth of 10 miles and was centered 7.5 miles southwest of Ferndale. That's in Humboldt County, about 130 miles north of San Francisco. An Arizona judge ruled that 2 out of 10 claims solicited by former Republican gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake challenging Democrat Governor-elect Katie Hobbs' election victory can go to trial. Maricopa County Superior Judge Peter Thompson ruled the claims that can go to trial involve printers malfunctioning on Election Day and ballot chain of custody. Kurt Olson on Fox 10 Phoenix is Ms. Lake's attorney.
It should proceed to trial. The people should get to see. This is about restoring trust in our election system.
Be aware of the cold weather is going to be hindering travel this holiday weekend. Lance Pry, USA News.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you were playing and you're trying out to actively not hear this song, we apologize, but also sorry we're not sorry. 34 after the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day. I'm Jay Kirshner, and we have our favorite Doug in existence, Doug Steffen from Israel.
You mean there's another Doug? You have another Doug in your life besides me?
Wow. None that matter.
Okay, so the first thing I'm getting a big kick out of, because I'm in Uri Geller's museum. And in the background, you'll hear him because he's giving a tour. So I'm not going to get much of him today. Tomorrow we'll do the same time with Uri here in the museum. But it is an amazing place. Anybody who travels, I find, as I've said many times before, Israel is a fabulous place anyway for all kinds of reasons. But in terms of the energy that's here, what Uri has captured in this museum of the things that are part and parcel of his 50 almost 60 years of being the mentalist that he's so well known for. Yesterday, I was able to watch the football, well, they call it football here, the soccer game.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going back and forth with my son-in-law, Matthew. He played soccer when he was in college, and my grandson, Miles, has taken it up. But I was sitting here watching this event, and having never seen actually a soccer game before, and watching it from pretty much beginning to end, and it what I was watching was in Hebrew. I mean, it wasn't even in English. And I get the gist of what's going on. You can see the faces, and you watch the action, and you see the people in the stands, and you hear the cheering and the excitement. Mm-hmm. And at the beginning, it looks like the French are going to run away with it. I mean, the Argentinians are going to run away with it. And then the French score. And then they've... It's yes. One sudden death after another. It's really great drama. I'm sure somebody would make a movie about it, but it was just one of those, you know, I don't want to belabor the point, but I'm sure many people who are listening to us right now spent 2 or 3 hours yesterday watching this event and being excited about it. And it was something to behold, something to experience. And one of the great things about that kind of energy is it's so positive. And I was thinking about whatever must have been going on down in Argentina. The streets of many cities down there probably full of excitement and after events. I didn't see, I haven't actually checked the news out. I have basically done nothing. Well, that's not true. I've been sort of nosing around like I do when I'm here. But I think I just told you off the air. The last two nights I've slept 10 hours. I can't tell you the last time I slept 10 hours.
Wait.
So,
anyway. Do you almost feel like you got too much sleep, like you're tired because there was too much sleep, or do you feel well rested for the first time in a long time?
Well, it's not that I'm not rested or I don't feel, I feel unrested, if that's the way we would put it. I just feel like I have three, like, full-time jobs, and so as I do all those jobs, it takes me from one thing to the next thing to the next thing. So if I start at 5 in the morning, I'm lucky to be done at 8 o'clock at night. And that's the way I've always lived, and I enjoy it. That's the way I wouldn't do it if I didn't like doing it or living that way. But I think every once in a while we all need to get off the wheel. And so as I become a little more mature, I think that, you know, from time to time it's probably a good idea to take a day or two or a little bit of time. And especially in this circumstance, I'm not with anybody. I'm not traveling with anybody. But the experiences that you have on a trip like this really ought to be shared. And I'm not saying that it's like an old woe is me, but it just is. There are so many things that are fun to see in the world. The world is so big and wonderful. There's so many things that we all can experience. It's fun to be able to have somebody to share them with and to talk about them with. That's, you know, I've taken some tours before, and I like that experience sometimes. Anyway, so go ahead.
Well, absolutely. So let's go ahead and start taking applications for Doug's travel partner. You can send back messages to Facebook, Instagram, Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air.
You know, if Jennifer were still there, she would tell you the story of when, I don't know how many years ago it was. It must have been. It was Valentine's Day, and I think it was at least 12, 14 years ago. When maybe longer than that, we had a contest to date me, and some woman from Michigan won. And I remember talking to her on the phone and making plans to go take her to dinner. That was the whole idea. It was a contest for me to take her to dinner. And so I had made the plans. And then for whatever the reason, the night before I was supposed to go out there, she called and said that she was afraid. And she just said she was afraid.
Afraid she was going to fall in love and you were going to break her heart?
Who knows? But, anyway, so that's the story for Valentine's Day. I'm going to climb up the stairs here because I'm down in the bowels of the museum. And you can hear Uri. I'll tell you the story. There's a Jay has, can you hear me okay, or is Uri too loud?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I go back downstairs, Jay.
Can you hear me
okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. So Jay just posted a couple of videos that were taken about an hour ago here in Uri's museum. And it was a box of things. As a matter of fact, Shippy, come on over and tell the story. I want you to tell the story for a second. Shippy is Uri's brother-in-law, and he's the manager. All right, so what was that? A spoon. The place is loaded with spoons. Anyway, so tell them the story of the video that we sent over, opening up this box here.
Yeah, Uri asked Doug to try and guess what's in the box. It was totally sealed. And Doug's first word, he said, is sculpture, and I see a mosaic. And we were shocked because we knew where he was. So very quickly we opened the box and took all the papers out, and sure enough, there it is. It's a skull of a bull with a mosaic encrusted on it. Amazing, I'm telling you. Doug is a psychic, for sure.
That's incredible. Did you know that you had that in you, Doug?
Well, I've had, for a long time, I have feelings about things. I think we all do. It depends on how you develop them or how you pay attention to them as much as anything else. So, you know, the thing about being around Uri is that you get all those vibes, you get all that energy. And so, but I didn't think twice about it. And I know sometimes, and I think we talk about this on the air from time to time, you know, what it is that you have inside of you that you should embrace. What do you have? What are your qualities? How do you manifest things in your life? Do you really think that, you know, how many times have you heard me say, Jay, thoughts are things? And so in this circumstance, just this one little instance, this whole museum is so full of energy and things that have taken place over Uri's career that you can't help but be entangled in it. It's like a web. And so whether I have more sensitivity because I'm here, or whether I am sensitive, I know there are things that I think from time to time that I know are good. I discount the bad thoughts, and I embrace the good thoughts. And I've always been like that. And I think we sometimes are our own worst enemy when it comes to things like that. I think we have a hard time thinking that life can be good, or that we can have good things happen to us, because we all have bad things that happen to us. That's part of living.
It's part of living.
You don't let them overtake you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and a lot of times we overthink things, where it's always go with your first gut reaction, go with your initial whatever it is you're going with, because how many times have we been driving down the road and we're going to go one way and just something tells us to not go that way, and so we don't.
Take the
we pass somebody who just gives us the heebie-jeebie
feeling. What have you been? Give me a quick thumbnail sketch, because I know you got about a minute or so, of what you and Jennifer, what is your focus on? You talked a little about the game. But what other stuff did you talk about today that I probably have paid no attention to over here at all?
You mean you weren't listening?
I'm sorry.
Blasphemy, Doug. Well, of course, we talked
about... Although the interesting thing about that is there were a group of people that just came to the museum from Arizona, and I said that he introduced me, and some guy was from Lake Havasu who recognized me.
That's awesome.
So, it was kind of cute.
Worldwide, Doug.
Yeah, so tell me what's going on that is of interest and importance that's not happened every day for the last 30 months.
Well, we discussed the World Cup final, which absolutely, if that was the first soccer game you've ever seen, never watch another soccer game again, because that was the best ever. Oh, we had chills while watching it. Unfortunately, sad news about the singer-songwriter Shirley Eichard, who wrote Bonnie Raitt's Something to Talk About. She passed away. She died of cancer. We've celebrated Hanukkah, which started at sundown Sunday, and we've celebrated that. We discussed a wonderful good news story about a liquor store employee who her manager comes back after a lunch break and notices his employee is only in socks, no shoes, and he's like, what are you doing? What's up? Well, here... She noticed a homeless man outside the liquor store strapping boxes to his feet because he didn't have any shoes. So she took the shoes off of her feet and gave them to him. These were her favorite pair of shoes. We also discussed some other good news stories about an ex-foster kid who sold a car to a family, kept in touch with them, and he aged out of the foster system, never had a family, and he still didn't have a family, and he wanted one. And he asked, like, hey, I know we've become friends over the past year. Can I be your family? Can you adopt me? Can I take your last name? And while legal things have never gone through to officially adopt him, they did grant permission. They're like, yes, you are part of our family. By all means, take our last name. He changed his last name legally. That was a great one. We discussed some of the things happening around the world, like elevator in Berlin, the fish tank elevator, the aquarium that was surrounding an elevator with over 1,500 tropical fish, how it just randomly exploded.
I saw that. Yeah, I did see that. That was something that was talked about here much as anything else. One of the things that's really interesting, well, not interesting, but compelling, is how good the communication are when it's good. Like, you're talking to me on my cell phone like I was next door. That's one of the great things. And in Israel especially, because they're so technologically astute and they're so technologically driven, the phone service here, the internet service here, it's the best in the world probably that you can find. And so I'm listening to you like you and I were talking, like I had my headsets on, and we were talking during the normal course of the program. It's cool.
It's amazing how technology just continues to grow and things that we never could have thought about or could have thought up all of a sudden become just everyday things. Like, we never would have thought we would have these handheld computers just walking around in our pocket.
Yeah, and much of that technology, by the way, was developed here in Israel. Much of the Israel's economy is based pretty much on technology. There's not a lot of stuff that's built here. There's not enough stuff. Not a lot of stuff is made here, but there's a lot of thinking that goes on here, and a lot of the rest of the world gets its help and information from here. And then there's the fabulous things, I think, this afternoon I'm going to go over, too, because it's only, it isn't. I'm thinking it's your time. Here, it's 10 minutes of 3, right? 10 minutes of 3 here. I'm 7 hours ahead of you.
How's your hotel?
It's 10 minutes of 4. Yeah, 10 minutes of 4 here.
Oh, okay. And how's the hotel you're staying in?
Say what?
How's the hotel?
Thank you for asking. It's a cute little place. It's just a neat, cozy little spot. And I think I knew Uri was going to have this tour, but I'll grab him tomorrow. Maybe I'll call you also at a different time so we can yak with Jennifer about some other stuff. But for now, as those of you who are looking at your watch can tell, and then looking at your clock, it's a 48 past the hour.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in store or online with 1-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? Well, there is a nice piece of stock music playing behind me that a talented composer worked really hard on. So let's enjoy it. Wow, almost overshadows the saving big when you switch to Progressive part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy.
Real proud of you, son.
Wow, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week? No thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Sorry, Chuck, we're not going to talk about anything. We're just going to listen to Dolly Parton sing. That's Stephen's good day. I'm Jake Kirshner. We have our favorite film guru, Chuck. What's going on? Why are we talking about Dolly?
This day in movie history, December 19, 1980, 9 to 5, premiered in theaters, went on to become a really big hit. Jane Fonda, Dolly Parton, Lily Tomlin, Gabby Coleman. And I say to myself after the opening of Avatar Way of the Water, would this movie become a hit in 2022? Probably not, because the landscape of the way films are released and the what people want to see in movie theaters has changed dramatically over the last few years. But it was a really fun movie. Hollywood needs to start making comedies. Mm-hmm. Again, make people laugh, get people in the theaters laughing. By the way, I did see Avatar Way of Water. Tell me what I thought.
What did you think?
Okay, here's the deal. When I was watching it, technically, I thought the movie was unbelievably impressive in terms of how much effort and work that they put in to do this. Having said that, being a fan of film and loving the work of James Cameron, specifically Terminator 1, 2, The Abyss, True Lies, Titanic, Aliens, all of these films are awesome, awesome classic movies that will stand the test of time. I still say to myself, why is he so obsessed with doing these Avatar movies? Yes, they're breakthroughs in technology, but at the end of the day, I think there are more video games put on the big screen, and that seems to be his mission, to do something different on a movie screen other than make a simple character-driven movie or even a big movie with human actors. So while I liked it, I admired it, I respect it, I don't want that to be the future of motion picture. I'd rather go back and watch a movie like Rocky in a movie theater back in 1976.
Sure. But what is the staying power of Avatar? What's the staying power? Because that's definitely a movie you have to see on the big screen. You have to see it in theaters. Well, but is it something that people are going to continue watching? Like your favorite?
Well, here's the thing. It pulled in $134 million over the weekend, $410 million globally. Now, some analysts on the internet will tell you that it underperformed slightly. Listen, there's nothing in movie theaters. the week between Christmas and New Year's, the only thing that's going to be on 75 to 80% of screens is Avatar Way of Water. This movie's going to make a lot of money. If you look at, okay, number one, Avatar Way of the Water, $134 million over the weekend. Number two, Violent Night with David Harbour and that Santa Die Hard Home Alone mismatch, 5.6. So 134 million, number one, 5.6 million, number
jump.
Two. That's not a business model for theaters at the end of the day.
That's a
massive drop. And here's another thing. In looking back at the annals of movie history, also this day in movie history, December 19, 1981, Raging Bull, Martin Scorsese's Raging Bull came out. 1979, this day in movie history, Kramer versus Kramer, Dustin Hoffman, Meryl Streep.
That one was great, Meryl Streep.
And that movie got great reviews, made a lot of money, public went to see. That's when, 1979, more sophisticated, more adult-oriented audience, 35-plus, went to movies. Now, stuff is geared to the teen and the young 20 crowd. So that trend has also changed. But would Kramer and Kramer play in a movie theater in 2022? Yeah, get a limited release, but no way would it be a massive appeal box office.
Not right up front. Possibly that cult following after the fact, as so many fan favorites do. But yeah, you're right, Chuck.
It is what it is. And here's one other bit of movie news I want to bounce off you. James Gunn, who took over DC, the DC superhero universe over at Warner Brothers, it appears not only will Henry Cavill is out as Superman, it appears that Ben Affleck will no longer be a Batman. And the big surprise to me is that it looks like they don't want to go with Gal Gadot. As Wonder Woman going forward, which to me is a shame because I thought she
Gal Gadot
great
was amazing
in that character. I only did two Wonder Woman films. The first one was terrific. The second one, not so much. But they're going to go younger, it looks like, and recast for a 10-year plan, which is really dividing audiences on social media pretty ferociously.
Well, what's the deal with Robert Pattinson's Batman? Is he going to
retire? He's going to be Batman. It appears that they want to try to somehow figure out how to get that Batman into the Justice League universe and have him be the primary Batman. I think that's better for a standalone Batman. I would not use him for Justice League movies. Having said that, I like Batman as a standalone. Anyway, I know that Batman really meshes on film with Aquaman and Superman and Wonder Woman. I like Batman and Gotham City. Standalone, let's keep it that way.
Yeah, DC just missed the mark. They can't really do what Marvel has seemed to encapsulate. Well, thank you, Chuck. If you missed anything, hit up gooddayshow.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.